I assume everyone is on the session page already. And you?
I'm on the agenda page, I think.
The notes on Monday 2/09/10/19, 11 a.m. ECT conference call.
No, I'm not on that.
Okay, okay, if you go to recent changes upper left, it's probably at the top, if not at least. It's very close to the top. Oh, the page is called UOM Ontology Standards / Getting Organized.
Okay, got it.
Yep. Everyone else too?
Yep.
All right, okay. Progress and status review for from deliverable champions. So far, I mean, we're not going into detail now. So far, we've got sort of a good input from Howard. We've got a good input from an input from Joel that we could just sort of go over quickly a little bit later. I've got a message from Chip from Rob Raskin representing him and himself and Chip Masters. They conferred and they concluded that they don't know how to move forward with this. And I was hoping we could sort of talk a little bit about this. I haven't heard anything from Pat, and I don't see him putting anything on the designated draft page. Neither have I heard anything from Ed Bachmeyer. So we are, I mean, of course, David Leal has had his stuff on there for a long time. So we are only halfway there, and all the principals we need to get involved are not on this call. David Price rightfully suggested that we do this call on Thursday to make sure people do have some draft of their deliverable, meaning to force their issue, giving everyone maybe a 15-minute slot to present what they already have. But the fact that neither of the four groups, Ed, Pat, Chip, and Rob, and David are online now, I don't even know if we are anywhere close. That's actually the point of my next bullet, which is sort of discussing the agenda for this coming Thursday. But then again, I really don't know if we have an agenda for this coming Thursday or how valid that session is. I mean, we definitely need a session. Maybe this Thursday, we should try to make everyone come to the session and do some early alignment of the drafts, or at least get some direction as to where to move from there before the face-to-face. Any comments?
I agree that's exactly what you mean.
Right, so I guess we'll just have to use the Thursday session. We'll say Thursday session still on, definitely need Ed. I'll put this down. Thursday session definitely on and badly needed. Need Ed. We'll add Pat, Chip, and Rob to be there. We'll follow up on email. Okay, I just saved if people would refresh and look under 22EL, purple number 22EL. Okay, that's the disposition. So the next thing that we need to spend a bit of time on is to review the agenda and the registration information adopted for now, and so that we can maybe get a proper announcement out later today. So there are two links. I mean, there's a workshop page, session page, and then there's a registration page. Let's take it over to the workshop page, the agenda page first, the session page first. Yes. Do you have the link? If you could all click on the link. So, Frank, yes. So most of these inputs actually came from Frank and Ed Bachmeier. I just sort of paraphrased them. There was a little bit of input from Howard and myself, and I tweaked things a little, and here we are. We can discuss it now. Frank, you said you had some issues with the timing. Like the link, yeah, the link is right on. Yeah.
8:30. Welcome. Introduction to Unistivia. Okay. We can deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
You've only got 15 minutes for all these things that Howard's doing, which I thought was a little bit short. But what I'm really worried about is you've only got 5 minutes for agreement on languages. I don't even think 5 minutes is even enough for Ed to explain what it is he's doing about the languages.
I mean, personally, I think that we pretty much already agreed, and this is sort of a formal adoption.
Okay, but I think that even just to explain what's going on, we need 15 or 20 minutes. I think the notion we can do this in 5 minutes is wildly optimistic.
We have the next 40 minutes to really explain what they are, if you go on to the next item.
Well, that's the details of the particular thing, but I think we need, you know, this notion that we're going to do it in OWL, Paul, and we'll do some incarnation in Cliff, I think needs to be explained. I think before you launch into the preview of the work in progress draft, just an overview of this, make sure everyone's really on the same page.
Yeah, that's essentially what that item, that 5 minute item is. I mean, I'm totally open. I mean, you it's your session, so I'm totally open to adjusting the timing the way you like. Although everything is tight that day.
My feeling on this is that we've got this the wrong way round. The language representation is somewhat of a secondary issue. I think we need to dive into the agree what we're trying to do. We need to agree the target audience, what's the market for this stuff. Then we can go through the base documents for the content and the representation form. So it almost reverse the order at the moment.
Okay. Yeah, you totally reversed the order just now. Yeah.
So do scope, and part of that scope is, and who are we doing this for? Because that's going to rather condition what we want to do in terms of deliverables.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can look at the base documents, which will get anybody who's not been involved in these up to speed, and we need to tightly control that, right? Yeah, because we already have the presentations on the preliminary group. Then we're looking at the work in progress, which hopefully will have matched the point to which we've got.
And the idea was to put it up against one so that people would have an incentive to come to a conclusion on it. And we'd have some swap with the grand law. The thinking was that the choice of languages was under reasonable, we thought that there was a fair amount of consensus on it, and so we wanted to put it first. That was the rationale behind it.
I'm struggling a bit to say that they're going to work the same as the languages for what? We haven't agreed on what we're going to do.
Right. But this isn't the first time we've been meeting. I mean, this is this is going on. And I guess my feeling was that and I wasn't involved in putting the dinner together, but if we go and sort of nail down what has more or less been established already in the months of the days or and just sort of not even opening up for the discussion. It's not like we want to open another conversation about which language it should be used. That's kind of been last round, and I think the sense here by moving to mind say, okay, folks, this is where we've gotten to so far. We can see on the languages, here they are, and, now let's start talking about some of the things that's quite the other.
I'm just concerned that we're going to end up with a lot of open-ended discussions and talking about issues. If we take to 9:15 or thereabouts, we do a quick summary of where we have got to. And then we can start working on any outstanding issues. So that's definitely quite a lot of concrete at an early stage. That's what we want to do.
All right, but do you think the languages are part of where we've gotten to?
No, it's reasonable to get people baselined and up to speed again on where we've got to.
So you're suggesting it's adding something else for the 9:15 point or at the 9:15 point?
I think the views that I've heard are really saying, and these are just the outstanding questions, we probably need at this phase in the game, maybe it's even earlier than that, and it's part of the goal, we baseline where we are already.
Yeah,
and then we can go into the key issues. But they would have expected to at least have the base document as part of that introduction, and then highlighted the group. Selected the languages, then we get a bunch of draft activities, and then we're going back and reopening a whole bunch of questions on what the state of this thing is. I'm just quite uncomfortable by that.
Okay, if people would refresh that page, I made this sort of a suggestion. Two things. One, I agree with Steve that we are not trying to sort of document where we are in a session, but rather make the best out of a face-to-face opportunity so that we can get the best alignment and solution to maybe scope and content issues. So things that have transpired up to now are all sort of accepted verbatim, especially because, I mean, most of them are already fairly well documented. So my suggestion actually is, if you refresh under 9 a.m., the goal of the workshop, I edit the motivation and market for this work. So which sort of put the whole thing at the very top. Maybe there is one or two comments to discuss, but I don't think there's a lot of discussion needed. And then we proceed with the original, pretty much the original order that Frank and Ed proposed. Would that work out?
Say that again, Peter. I didn't quite follow.
So if you refresh the page, right under 9 a.m., I added the motivation and markets for this work. That's sort of the top item in that goal area.
Okay.
But you've only got 15 minutes for all of this stuff for conversation.
Let's tweak time later. Let's get the order right. I mean, otherwise we're trying to do too many things at once. Let's get the order right, and then we'll tweak time.
I can see why you want to be in the associate session, but that kind of makes the people sound to the theater. I was afraid I was looking at it rather from the getting people up to speed on what they're trying to do, and then it pick up any issues on there. It's a fairly fundamental issue there on the schedule. And that will all play into the work that's done today. What it will not affect is the base document for that thing, because that's the stuff that's in place. We can then agree on the languages and what's been done so far. And then, if we can then leave that all as fairly open, because a lot of it might get changed depending on the outcome of the processes.
Okay, so maybe Frank, are you amenable to moving the scope discussion before everything else, before what is...
We can play it this way, but if everybody else is comfortable with it, let's do it that way.
Right. So, that makes sense to Frank. If we move scope right after goals, and then go in, after we define the scope, then work on the details, would that work for you?
Yeah, but the problem is right now we've got 90 minutes for scope. I'm concerned that scope will just run amok and eat the whole morning.
We will just have to run time fairly tight and I assume we've got
I think it's really important.
You're going to have to revisit some of the earlier stuff if the scope changes significantly.
Yes. So
maybe the solution is everybody has a draft scope statement which covers a number of those issues that people can argue with.
I haven't seen a formal draft scope issue of a document.
Well, we can plan on one between...
The paragraphs of the scope in the proposed charter that was posted.
Yeah, I know, but I missed the
talk. So,
that's good.
So, Ed and I think that Ed is going to produce a document, but we've lost last time I talked to Ed, I think it was Thursday or Friday. And these are some of the issues here. I think the most controversial issue is this question of units versus quantities, whether we're going to do quantities, and I think we're divided. I think the majority are going for quantities, although I know Gunther Schadow was quite outspoken. And just wanting to do, I think it was Center, just wanting to do units. Okay, we could put scope. I mean, I understand the rationale for putting it earlier in the day. So that would put scope at 9:15.
Yes, I have a question. I mean, would it be prudent to have a champion who can put together a scope? One pager or a few paragraphs on scope. Draft scope document.
That would have to be represented.
I mean, between now and the 30th. Maybe have some have it ready on the 22nd as well. I mean, this Thursday, if we have it ready.
Now, I've missed a couple of these points, so we may be further forward on defining that than perhaps I think we are. But if you can embellish what I've drafted in the statement, the draft statement, which I've kind of pulled out of previous documents, you can then provide a framework for those particular issues, because I've not seen recorded any yet. Because otherwise we are risking an open-ended discussion wherever we could have been about.
Well, I think if we put scope at 9:15, then I think we'd have to push the break back to 10:30.
I suggested that we don't put scope at 9:15.
Is that it?
I think as Howard, yes it is. Because exactly as Howard said, I think the problem with that is it's going to be Pandora's box. Once we do that, God knows when we'll come out from under. So my thought was we should definitely do everything else before scope. At least everything that we know that we can put a finite time on.
This is Ed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I'm sorry, I'm a bit late. I had another meeting tonight, just to be honest with you. I forgot. So I had time to speak phone call when I got with the lieutenant under the drone. I didn't have it on.
Ed, my slight concern is that you only can go through stuff before today. How much of that will we then get to revisit if people change the safety protocol?
Well, I see. Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess that's one of the questions. Do you really expect that the scope will be changed significantly? I guess that was the question. Obviously, the only problem, it seems that we obviously do need to nail down the scope before we finish working on the charter, but I don't see us finishing work on this charter I just thought that what we can take out of there is the clear direction for what we want the charter to say, and then we end up, you know, revisiting the charter, you know, by email or whatever thereafter before we send it forward. The only thing that leaps to mind is the scope dependent is the charter. Is that wrong?
We can fix the charter later, but we do I think it's important for the face-to-face to be actually identify what it is we're trying to do. Until we do that, we can't think about work program, we can't think about reporting.
Oh, okay. Because it is my belief that once we start on the scope discussion, that's going to be the morning. So if we start scope at 9:15, the next opportunity for anything is like 1. Unless we just decide to cut it off at some point. But if there's no agreement at that point, then there's no agreement, and that's the problem. Because there's a number of scope issues. I mean, I pulled out the ones that I found and was somewhere in the process of writing up. And there may be others that I missed. I haven't seen anything more recent than Frank or Peter. But. So, I mean, there's a lot of scope issues technically. We may be able to dispose of some of them in 5 minutes, but I would not want to bet on it. Sorry. That's the only thing I'm concerned about. It's really all right with me. I mean, if we decide, this is just my thought. If you really want to start the scope discussion at 9:15, then I expect that we will probably end up as we will take a break somewhere in there, and at noon we will have done with scope and decide that that's the time we're going to break for lunch, and then at 1 o'clock we can take up the other issues, which may be a good solution. Is that sort of what you would thought would work out?
I felt that we needed to determine the scope before we told them what's been done already. The counter-argument there seems to be that we've got enough of it in place already for there not to be much variation in scope. It kind of contradicts the argument that it's so far to control. Because
think a lot of it has to do with how it's presented, in the sense that I think that the tone of the linear meeting of saying, okay, here's the things we're really not wanting to discuss, we're just presenting where we are, not the fact of that. Then I think people need to have less inclined to open things up again for more debate. If any of our items can really be drawn into a full-day discussion, you know, even the things we've accomplished. That's a concern.
In that case, you have to say very clearly at 9:15 or maybe even earlier, depending on how long the entrance is going to take, where exactly we think we are.
Right. I agree. These are things that are really nominally not really open to discussion again. And here are the things. I think it's some kind of an outline which enumerates a few things we believe we have established, you know, including the language. And this outline can have, whatever, half a dozen, eight items on it. Some of them are marked as, you know, pretty much we want to move on from these. These will be down. But here are the things we're trying to accomplish in the first place, which is still somewhat needs to be discussed.
Yeah, that's the goal of the workshop piece, I assume, which is the 9 a.m. piece.
Nobody wants out of the day. There's a clear engineer understanding of the order of the scope, the work that needs to be done, and the organization that we're going to be putting in place to handle it.
Yeah.
In order to achieve that, where we are is that the found a bunch of components. We've come to an agreement on the set of on the proposed set of languages for their endorsement. Both of those, we've got listed models speak now if you want to add another one or forever hold your peace. So those pieces are in the ground. The other thing that we have in the ground is an approximate scope statement for which we do actually need to write down in a bit more detail. On that basis, then we've done some preliminary draft, which effectively reverses about 10 o'clock and about 9:26. The one is the case of the really, really expensive or friendly. And then we can open it up to say, and what do we need to change for it? And that's just so that then becomes a safety question. You can play it that way.
Okay.
And what do we need to change becomes kind of a meta discussion. That's okay, we can then.
Well, that's what we've got as a scope of the
piece.
What you're telling me they have is a set of baseline, is a scope, a set of baseline, or a graph scope, set of baseline models and some graph languages. On that basis, we've got the work in progress draft, then we can go into a safety session to see what else we need to amend.
I think that sounds about it.
Okay, so could someone sort of translate that into agenda speak?
Swap the 9:20 and 10 o'clock.
Okay, 9:20 now becomes...
Actually, you swap those three around. You say you've got the introduction to where we're going, as to what we're trying to do. You've then got the base documents we're working from, the selection of languages, the work in progress draft, and that's all almost orientation and basis for asking questions. Then we can go into what else we need to change on that. And the things we can change are only language definition, building models to be taken into account, and then changes to the scope. And then after that, we organize it.
So really, just moving the 10 o'clock item up into the
9:19:15. Well, actually transposing the 9:15 and 9:20 and 10 o'clock items, we're working the pieces today. Well, yes. Sorry, we're moving 10 o'clock up to 9:15. Yes, you're right.
We got a few slides there.
Okay, I am missing the whole conversation. Could everyone sort of refresh now? Don't look at the time. Just look at the order of the blocks. And then we'll plug time in later.
That's the correct order.
Okay. Yep. All right. Then let's go over time again. Frank and Ed, I mean, please voice your pleasure or displeasure.
We have the base documents before the languages.
Yes. Is the base document related to the content of what we're trying to do? I would have thought the language is almost a secondary issue.
Yeah, the base documents are not the documents that are going to be the output of this effort now. These are the things we're drawing from.
So these are the inputs, actually.
Yeah, the inputs, right.
I would prefer the languages first, but I can live with it. This is Frank Olson.
Yeah. Okay, let's live with this, because then the languages sort of narrows it down to sort of picking out XML and things like that. So maybe we should add units ML into right before others as well, right?
Yeah, I thought I'd have it all on there.
All right. And then so that would be selection of base documents would be 9:15. An agreement on languages would be 9:30. And preview would be 9:40 to 10:10.
Sorry, what's that? The work in progress. Oh, okay.
Right. Maybe to 10:15. And then 10:30 to 12. Yeah, great. All right. Please refresh, see if that looks right.
What have I think is this is the essentially up to the point we're presenting what has happened so far and preparing people to bring out issues, particularly with those on any of those items. So I think we could probably entertain comments and use a parking lot process if we have if people bring up significant issues.
I would recommend that in the agenda, though, we make it clear the 9:15, 9:30, and 9:40 headings you have imply now we're going to select the base documents and now we're going to agree on languages. So I think you should put a sort of a meta heading of presentation of competence so far, or where we've gotten to so far.
Progress to date would be good.
Progress to date, exactly. And that applied to the 9:15, 9:30, and 9:40.
Yeah, and then you've got base documents, languages, and in-progress draft.
those are all, the headings aren't the intended goal of those publications. You know, they're not going to be collecting the data. Not going to be doing a mining thing. That's all been done. So I think we want to make the broadcast actually clear on the agenda to end up the wrong idea.
Well, I think Howard was right. I mean, what he described a minute ago was that we are presenting the agreements that we have been made, assuming that the room will approve of those agreements. If there is objection to that, then presumably it's going to be we have to decide whether the objection is coming from a reputable party or somebody we can do without. And that's going to be the chair's problem to deal with that.
That's true. Although I think that you have a whole day, and you probably get an objection, probably record it and lock them in the parking lot somewhere.
It seems to me we could deal with an objection.
Whatever question we're going to get on that progress so far is effectively a safe question.
That's what I think,
yeah. Okay, but you never know. I mean, the commentary, I think, could be wrong. We didn't even see such a fact document. So we could be doing it in the
Well, and that's the whole point, and that's what I meant. I mean, I don't think there's any of that. I think that if there is such a comment that is made, okay, that somebody wants to raise an issue in that form, we can probably allocate, 5 minutes to discussing that, and then go on. I mean, if we can't come to an obvious agreement of the form that says, okay, yeah, we could add that to the list, or forget it, Charlie, you're out in left field, then then we have to put it, as you say, then we have to put it on the open issues list and go on. Okay. But, I mean, we may be able to discuss it very quickly and say, oh, sure, we should have added that, we didn't know that, or whatever.
Right.
So what that discussion actually leads us to then is almost the content of the days of the meeting, which is the general cap on why we're doing it. The rules that they would make, the rules for conducting the meeting, essentially outline the fact that we're going to tell you what we've done so far, you get the feedback. Once we get a consensus on that, especially by lunchtime, we're going to spend the afternoon planning how we're going to do it. That's effectively the work plan anyway. Hopefully that should not lead to any particular additional agenda items.
Okay, if people could refresh, I added some sort of headers to the sector and sectionalized the day. See if that sort of...
Peter, what page are you on?
The workshop agenda page.
What?
Workshop agenda page.
Okay, now I'm going to find that off the getting organized page.
Okay, under the getting organized page, if you scroll down to review and finalize agenda and registration information, that is the first link. Portal number 22FA. Okay, so I broke the day into opening, accomplishments to date, consensus on scope, moving ahead to an SDO, content issues, and then work plan and next steps.
Can we still use reference to a registration authority, because that has a very precise and constrained meaning.
All right.
And it does not have a meaning within an oasis.
All right, so you give me the wording again? So moving ahead to...
Actually, you've got registration authority and consensus on scope. I would suggest take that line out of the scope issue, because it's nothing to do with the scope.
Where?
And the center, you just pull it down.
Oh, I see, yeah. Yeah, I see. So you just want to pull that one out of there and move it on.
Yeah, because you're going to catch it off the line.
Which one was it?
It's certainly something you do want to do in the safety assessment, because that will extend the safety assessment.
Which do you need to pull out?
The one under relationship and registration.
Oh, yes. All right.
The line that says registration authority, LOUCIN.
Right, but we want to relationship to existing standards, maybe not where we still want to say how do we relate to things that are really published.
Better than change that title to relationship to existing standards, but I thought we were talking about those base documents.
Yeah.
That essentially gives us our relationship to existing standards, other than something like this.
It doesn't. It gives you relationship to a number of ontology projects. It doesn't give you any relationship to the standards group.
Well, that's true. I see what you mean. Yes, that's right. I mean, I was assuming that. Well, the standards groups is a different matter. I mean, the standards group, which is the TC25 and a lot, you know, that's a different group entirely. I mean, that is what, I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, the issue that I phrased in that form, which is probably a mistake, mistaken in terminology, is the question of whether UCUM, after all, actually contains this enormous list of the site itself contains an enormous list of unit identifiers, right, and all of their definitions and so on, right. UnitsML, on the other hand, has a specification for what you do, and then effectively has a registration authority behind it, or something that resembles one. That is a repository that these things are going to get put, and it doesn't. The standard itself, or the effort of the standard at the moment, doesn't actually contain the text for those things. It just says there's going to be a place where you can find these, right? And so, one of the questions we have is: are we literally going to include what are essentially the assertions for every one of the units that we know about or care about? In the ontology, or are we going to assume some reference knowledge base with an automatic production of the assertions to the ontology if you wanted to? I mean, I think that was the question that has showed up in the issues list. How do we deal with the plethora of units? Because people have been saying things like, well, can we just confine ourselves to the SI units? And as far as I'm concerned, the answer to that is no, but on the other hand, that's the other alternative, is that we say, well, we're just going to... So that's the question. How do we want to phrase that? The scope issue really is, it says specific named units, SI only make metric only the UCUM set, right? So the question is, are we going to name those things ourselves, or are we going to appeal to... So it's essentially a continuation of the previous one, in some sense. Or are we going to name, you know, very few... and assume that there is some RN in some place, some list, that we're going to pull out.
Okay, if people refresh the page and look around the same place again, does this new wording sort of do the job?
Sorry I'm late, Peter.
Who is that?
Pat Hayes.
Oh, hi, Pat. Okay. We are now, if you go to the Getting Organized, we are working under the bullets called Review and Finalize Agenda and Registration Information. And there's a page called under 22EM, put the number, which points you to this October 30th session page, and that's where we are tweaking.
Okay, I'll be there in a second.
All right, and if people refresh on the session page, we're now talking about scope, consensus on scope under 22K9, and in particular, we just revised the wording on 22II, relationship to existing standards. Does that work for both Ed and Howard?
Thinking back on that, it's probably worth in the 9:15 session having essentially a slide which defines what these divisions are and how they help. And we could then add to that list of things like IPO8, D80,000, and so on. So we can see where the baseline is coming from. We need to mention the other inputs there somewhere. I have the answer to another question as well, which I'll come back to in a minute.
What do you want me to do in terms of taking the agenda?
We want you to add ISO 80,000.
Okay, ISO 80,000. Do I want to throw in there also UNECE recommendation center?
Yes. Okay.
Make a recommendation of what you need for international trade.
All right. I added the VIM. I mean, is the VIM one of those numbers you mentioned?
No. The VIM is CR99. This is ISO EC 80,000. The 40. And the other one is UNECE REC 20.
Yes.
What 20?
It's REC 20.
Recommendation number 20.
Okay.
Defines effective units you can use in international trade.
Right.
And it may well be that one of the rules that we want to put in our anthology will reflect that.
Okay.
Could you refresh the
customs organization even happier?
Yeah, could you refresh the page and see if that looks right now?
Okay, yeah.
Or the order is listed. I mean, if you want to tweak that, let me know.
Probably not. Well, the wheel diagrams really are taking something in, as I guess, although that's true.
We're going to need some slides.
Yeah, we can make the wheel diagrams a sort of sub-bullet off the BIM. Although it did have some extension on scale or something, which wasn't there, right, before?
Yeah, well, yes. The point is that relative all of the, in some sense, the Lille diagrams, which were made from the BIM, I mean, that's the target one, are a lesser entity than everything else in that list.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll put that at the bottom before others. Okay, if you refresh.
Right.
If you refresh.
All the others are active. These are active documents that are completed and if used by somebody, or they are at least the last case in UNITML, which is standard in process.
Mm-hmm.
But it has a fucking
yep. If people refresh now, the real diagrams are just above others. Other.
Okay, good.
All right, we better move quickly. Let's go back on timing again to sort of look over the time one more time. One thing though,
Ed, it would be good if we have actually a little bit more detail also on those issue statements.
Oh yes, I'm trying to get that out. I was hoping to have that by today, but it'll probably be yet a day or two.
Right.
But I'm going to have a document that's coming
up. The first one is not actually an issue.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Ed, you will be the champ for the scope statement.
I'll be happy to do that. And as I said, I had promised to have something by last Friday to circulate, and at this point, the absolute drop dead date is this Friday. But I'm still going to be another day or so, but it'll be tomorrow, I'm hoping, or late today.
Let me ask, make one more suggestion, and then maybe we can close this. The fact that we are only 1 o'clock to 3:30 in the afternoon, can we take out the break? Or do people see see the break as being important?
No, I want a short break in there.
All right.
I think it makes the thing more human. And probably 15 minutes.
Okay, it looks like we're...
people wandering off in the middle of the session.
Yep. So yeah, let's sort of freeze it at this. If there are further, at least for the announcement, if there are further changes, let's discuss it on email. So one quick thing to review. If you go near the top, there's a bold bullet called registration venue and remote dial-in information. If people could click on that, let's just very quickly review whether we've got everything.
How do we talk?
You're near the top.
Oh.
So I guess it's mainly Frank to tell us where the place is, if we are pointed to a map, and then the registration information. I'm asking for full name, affiliation, phone number, email address, country of citizenship, and
anyone Zaydin citizen.
I beg your pardon?
If anyone Zaydin citizen, you see the AKZ, K7.
Sorry.
Peter, I thought I just emailed you. I guess I didn't. I thought I was emailing you the. I'll try again. I thought I had emailed you the NSF visitor thing.
Okay.
But I'll try again.
All right.
Actually, I can publish it right now. It is www.nff.gov/about/visit.
So if you have emailed me, I'll get it from you.
I'll email you this. The other thing I've done is I've put into the visitor system the following people already. Ed Bosmeyer, Joel Bender, Bob Dragoset, Pat Hayes, David Leal, Howard Mason, James Master, David Price, Rob Raskin, Steve Ray, Gunther Shadow, and Peter Yim. And I have Steve Ray as being from CMU West. Is that correct?
Yim is Silicon Valley. I think it's going to call him now. Yeah.
They're probably on further western outposts.
He's got Hawaii to go.
Yeah, I know there's a New York City one. Frank, could you read the list for me again if you want me to type it in, or if you could email it, I'll add it in later.
I'll just read it to you one more time.
All right.
Mark Meyer.
Oh, Ashley sent it.
Yeah, please. Yeah, so email it, please.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I can send what you actually have, but you haven't got one of them running. And we want that on the passport for no
U.S. government security. You just have to bring your passport, actually. We don't care what
kind. Okay.
And, assuming you're not from Cuba, North Korea.
Iran.
I don't know. Yeah, so what do you mean? I got the U.S. number wrong.
Okay, so...
send it to you if I can figure out a way to extract it.
Okay, good. Send it to me or I can be on the phone with you offline to capture the list. All right, let's move back.
I don't need to send you something to get you registered. Is what this
oh,
is.
All these people don't need to do anything.
All right, okay.
I'm doing it, damn.
I figured I just... shove in the people we pretty much know are coming. These are the people who have been participating with way too many teleconferences and stuff.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Frank,
check on Dragoset, by the way, Frank. It's quite awesome. If I think Vader is coming instead of Bob Dragoset, I don't know.
Frank.
Okay.
Frank, I have a question. On the registration, let's say a foreign citizen, is all you need the country of citizenship. I mean, you don't need, like, passport number or anything, right?
For the visitor badge, I don't need any of that stuff. They just have to bring your passport.
All right.
They will ask for photo ID as you walk in.
Mm-hmm.
They may ask for photo ID. That's a United States driver's license or a passport from a foreign country.
Mm-hmm.
Or a U.S. passport will do also.
Mike, mm-hmm. If you wanted to align with my photo ID, put a 10 on the MSD.
Okay. I'm not going to worry about it.
Okay.
I think that must. We're not the TSA. If there's slight color variation on names, they don't care. They'll believe it. I think there's, you know, this is not a mindless computer. This is a human being.
Okay.
Unfortunately, a lot of government security guards tend to be almost, you know, right up there with mindless computers in terms of their...
MSF is so way back, we don't even have these hollers outside our building. You want to drive a truck up into the lobby?
Can we move back to the getting organized agenda,
okay. Please?
Okay.
I will send you some more text.
Yes, please. The fact that Pat is now with us, so I want to quickly go through the discussion just now, since a lot of the drafts that we were hoping for have not shown up yet. This Thursday session is definitely needed, if not for anything else, is to just force the issue that each of the drafting group has something in mind or a bunch of questions in mind, even, to flesh out. So would that be okay with you, Pat, on this coming Thursday?
Yes, indeed. I apologize. I had intended to have something ready for today, but what's got to me over the weekend.
Okay.
I have a question. There's a list of base documents here. And it's called the Leal diagram. What are the Leals about?
They're just the Dave Leal's efforts to produce a UML description of the VIM concept.
All right, I was reading it. All right.
You've seen those. They were on one of the pages.
Yes.
They're all on the other website.
Yeah, yeah. If you go to under 940, the second item called UOM Ontology Standard ML model draft, if you click on that link, that's
right.
The Leal diagram.
No, I
tell you what, Peter, we should probably put UML diagrams after Leal.
By Leal, yeah.
Or in front of them, I don't know.
Question, why don't we just deal with the Monday 940 bit?
Probably that's possible, yeah. Because there's no draft. I mean, there is no English draft. There's not going to be one. Not soon, I don't guess. Because I think I'm going to be spending my time on scope at this point. I mean, I can look up the English draft if you want to do that. That's fine. I'll have another week to do that. But.
Then you've got a very simple list of here's our input that we've taken into space, here's the languages, this is what we're planning to do, and you can bring David in and talk about the diagrams once rather than twice.
I guess David is going to talk about it, so it's just a placeholder for the sake of completeness there.
Well, they can strike Leal diagrams, I mean, for all that. I mean,
right, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because we are going to go through it anyway.
The stuff is part of our draft, then. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, sir. Okay, I'll just totally take it out then.
What is QUDT? Further down the list.
Chip on
yeah, that is Chip Masters presented quantity unit something. That's the NASA top quadrant NASA stuff.
Chip works for Ralph Hodgson's organization, top quadrant I guess. And the QUDT thing is their ontology for units of measure that they did for NASA Ames.
Yes, I think I've seen that. I just didn't recognize
the
acronym. All right, thank you.
So do you...
In the afternoon stuff, like 1 o'clock, we've got this nasty registration authority creeping in. What you've almost got there is standardization strategy.
Okay. Yeah, let's move back to the getting organized session, and then the next thing we would want to discuss is draft charter that Howard has already put together. And there's a draft work plan that Joe Bender has put together. So they're linked somewhere. So Howard draft charter is linked under 22ET. So the link right after 22ET.
Peter, I'm lost. Where are we?
Yeah, I have no idea where you just changed it.
No, I shouldn't have changed anything around there.
Huh. No. We're on moving ahead to an SBO. Is that where we are?
No, no, we're done with the agenda. I'm back onto getting organized.
Oh, well, good. That's the problem. Howard had a complaint about the moving ahead to an SBO launch.
You have a complaint there, okay?
Well, it was a complaint, but really, we were talking about the registration authorities. What we're talking there is standardization strategy.
All right, so you want to change that header to standardization strategy, right?
And then everyone comes to the rest of the agenda planning, yeah?
Done. So if people refresh, that section reads standardization strategy now.
Moving ahead to an SBO is fine. The next line says registration authority identification. That's the way where I wanted you to put standardization.
Sorry. Okay. Hang on.
Moving ahead to an SBO, standardization.
Hang on.
And who's leading on the contract with you?
Try again.
Who's leading on the contract with you?
The assumption is we will spend whatever time we have available to have to keep on working on substance, on an average of substance.
Right. So if people refresh Howard particularly, I restored moving ahead to an SDO and then change your registration authority to stand. Yeah. All right. Can we move off the agenda page? I mean, we can still tweak it.
Howard just asked one more question.
Right.
You need to have somebody whose job is one that follows moving ahead. The content issues one doesn't have an identified person.
Good point.
Okay, so we've got to find something to have to take down. And the whole point is to leave. This is the ring up the issues and pretty much make clear what the issue is. I'm not sure. I mean, I think that may be somewhat less clear at this point, but it's somebody's going to have to do that.
I can volunteer for that if no one else wants to.
Is that Pat?
Yeah.
All right, great. I was just about to suggest that you do
it. I guess my enthusiasm from the tone of my voice, I'm sure.
Only need somebody there who can understand the question.
Right. I mean, you just done common logic, and you are sort of on good terms both with the OWL and the common logic community, I can't see anybody better. So, and, all right. So I assume you have some slides. So I just put slides there to just guide the discussion. So if we refresh, I've got that. Climate issues.
Peter, actually, just to see if I've got to get going, I've got another commitment this morning. So I will check in on the page later.
All right. Okay. So can we get back to getting organized? Just highlight the two sort of major pieces of work that has come from Howard and Joel. Organizes the meeting page for this session. So if people could bring up the link that says ULM Ontology Standard Oasis TC Charter Draft. So it's under 22ET, the bullet right under that. Rather than discussing this, unless Howard has sort of really contentious points that you need the few people on this call to talk about,
One point I would like to make is that this is the standard charter template. There are links built into there to the references on the Oasis page if people want the full process. There are a bunch of blanks in there which are highlighted in capitals as either actions or questions that people need to look at. And there are issues there like who are the organizational members that are going to sponsor this. And then the really contentious one, I've suggested an acronym for the activity, which includes in units of measure ontology standard. And this title is CHROMOS. Which is not Google, so we have a unique acronym.
It sounds like the name of a monster.
Yes. Quasimodo kind of comes to mind.
Actually, I was thinking more of the chickpea plant of the prominent in North Africa, which is actually Comos, but that's okay.
That is probably the most negotiable bit on the page. But if you scroll down that in your way, look for questions and action items. Those are the bits we need to fill in to complete the charter.
Yeah.
There's also in there a draft scope, which is equally negotiable, I guess. So that's what one of the things we need to confirm on the day.
Right.
To find that under 1C. Well, is it under 1C that you see from the results of the summit meeting this year? The 1C is really our focus. The 1C is our focus.
Yes, that sounds good. Howard, can I sort of interest you to make a post to the larger group, I mean, on the mailing list, so that other people can get a chance to look at it, and I will be announcing the 10-22 meeting, this Thursday's meeting, and if people have input, they could sort of come back, either join in person. The UOM list, the broader list, not the community list, not the coordinator list.
I'll send out a note to that.
Right, right.
Okay.
so then people can look at this. So on that note, let's move on to the PDF file under 22IR that Joel has put together, and maybe Joel, you can walk us through a little bit of that, and we can talk about it either over email this Thursday or on the 30th.
That's the one of these draft word plans.
Right. I'm sorry, I'm
not seeing anything called 22IR.
Identify
by the way?
Are you using something that, let's say Firefox as a browser or something that can...
I am, and I'm seeing all these numbers, and I'm not seeing that particular combination of letters and...
22FA is dark time more going forward.
Is that the one?
It says notes per call is a major heading.
Yeah.
Progress.
And there's a Joel Bender. There's a Joel Bender at Peter, yeah.
Yeah.
No, if you do 22IR.
Is discussion track milestone track project.
Okay.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
That's at the bottom. Oh, okay.
Yeah, at the bottom.
I see. 22IR is the top of the PDF link.
Right. The PDF link is two bullets below.
There's something wrong here, because I'm not seeing any of these things you guys are reading at. I'm seeing 2233, 323S.
Are you on the Getting Organized page?
Yes.
Okay, can you refresh the page?
Okay, I did, but I'll do it again. I haven't seen
too
any
far
of these things you're reading at all the way through, essentially.
So now, do you go to the major bullet notes for the call?
Yeah.
Okay. Go well down into that list. There's a section that for which the first word in the bullet is discussion.
You got that one, yeah.
There's a second one then. After the first one reads discussion agenda, and then you go down a ways and read discussion track project.
Yeah.
That's the one. Under that is PDF link.
Okay.
That's
really
IR.
Yeah,
and now I'm looking at vertical green stripes.
That's correct. Do you see the text?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
All right.
All right, no, I...
Okay, we're all there, and Joel, walk us through it.
Okay, yeah. Slide two, please.
Yeah.
I wanted to create a set of milestones as part of the track project to be able to know what kind of activities can be responsible by who for what next. Of the next sections, I think probably because I have not had a chance to go through this particular process, I was probably going through it in a lot more detail than what you guys would expect because you've already been through it. So in some cases, I would probably get into a lot more detail that you guys would cover in about 30 seconds. You know, I would end up creating tickets for it. But anyway, let me go with what I've got so far. All right, page three, slide three. I would like to have Peter create an admin mailing list that's separate from the forum list that contains this group, because I'm always concerned that I'm going to be losing people of what has been so far a CC list.
Great suggestion. Yes, absolutely. Yes, we should capture this so that, I mean, it's available on archive. It makes the process transparent and makes sort of going back to stuff easier.
Any objections?
Okay, I'll do it later today.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for the conference call on the 22nd, I'm on slide 4. My mission has been to collect the drafts that people have posted, and I have not gone through Howard's yet, but to go through each one of those and create specific action items for the things that have been itemized out of those lists. So if there is any cooperation on who's going to be updating other portions of other people's documents that they have a record of how they've worked. And after the conference call, I thought that I would open up the track site for comments from other people in the that have joined the conference for these little mini presentations of our draft documents. So if people had, you know, say, you know, items to talk about, individual components of what was being submitted, that they could do that.
That's good.
For slide five, before a Tuesday of next week, is going to be reviewing the list of things that have been created so far. The people have sort of set up their plate to say that they were going to submit. Contact them directly to see where they are in that status, and then turn around that list back to you guys to see whether or not the agenda needs to be updated. I don't know if that's necessary for this workshop, but it probably will be for after. You know, there's going to be some time between the workshop and the actual submission to the PC administrator, right? So I'm guessing that a lot of that kind of stuff will be itemized.
Well, while you are at this, I might also want to mention that I have sent an invitation to the OASIS folks, particularly to Laurent, Alicia, and Jamie Clark. And Laurent says he can't come, but he did suggest that Jamie tries to make it to our workshop. So Jamie actually is, I guess, director of standards, and he's has a legal background. He's OASIS counsel, and he
general counsel.
Right, and he's part of the ISO MOU management group. So he is sort of a fairly ideal person to show up and sort of give his endorsement. So hopefully, he'll show up.
So any kinds of issues that would be.
With the OASIS process, he can probably give us pointers if they have OASIS.
Actually, you find having set up an OASIS PC before is quite an easy process. You don't need any of that.
Right. Yeah, quite a few people in the group has OASIS TC experience anyway, so which is good.
Okay. Well, yeah, coming from the Azure world,
and don't worry about the link to the MOU management group. I just got appointed chair for 2010 and 2011 as well.
Great. Congratulations.
That's not an appropriate statement.
All right,
that's
so
the category of not fit stuck fast enough.
So there are some things about the PC submission that are, this is on page 6, of forming a discussion list and, you know, statement of scope. I guess, you know, Ed, you're already the champion for that. And the names of eligible persons, I guess, will probably be worked out at the workshop. And to name
Right. Actually, the statement of scope is the charter which Howard is already the champion of, actually. And he's already drafted that.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm hoping Ed will fill in the details that I
mean. Well, I can certainly do that, but I mean, but the real issue here is that one of the big intents of the workshop is to finalize the scope stuff, because we've got a lot of scope issues.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then... Yeah.
You expect that to be actually finalized?
Apart from the scope that's picked up anyway in the charter.
I do, in fact, expect that the workshop, if the workshop doesn't finalize the scope, we're going to continue screwing around trying to guess. We have to be doing people objecting to what they're doing.
You misunderstood me. We don't need to set up an OASIS discussion list.
Okay. All right. Since that was one of the things that it said very clearly at the top of the document, I forget that that had one as well. Is it the formation document also says that discussion list is going to be closed at the end of 90 days? Is that does that not apply as well, since one isn't going to be formed?
No,
it doesn't matter. We're not setting up that borough to start here, so it doesn't matter.
In effect, we've had the discussion with sometime in June or something like that.
Right. Right, but it hasn't been announced for the rest of the Oasis group, so I don't know how legitimate that is.
We don't need to have a discussion with the start of the setup in the PC or the PC. We can do it with the KOTS, certainly.
Okay. You've also expected at the meeting the list of eligible persons and contact information that gets forwarded to the PC administrators will also be done.
Right.
Yeah, you handle all that in the draft charter, and if you go look at the draft charter document, you'll find what I can only describe as a clearly defined set of unknowns that we need to fill in.
Right.
It doesn't match pretty much to the people in your first seven.
Yeah, we also need to identify the people who have sort of first class membership status. I mean, representing, let's say, I'm sure, Howard, you are. For example, I am sort of individual / associate member.
So you have to be an organizational
member. Right. You have to be an organizational rep. Yeah.
Members.
So.
The individual members as well.
Yeah.
That's why I put the link to the CC formation procedure in the draft charter to the top of that page, because they can go and look at all the material details.
Mm-hmm.
And then the side comments that people say to see if they're easier. Actually, the Oasis process is more prescriptive than I say.
So that was it. That was just, what I had put together before Howard, I got a chance to see your document.
So you can put the charter, I think you've got a fairly well-defined set of actions within there. And one question that you can deal with as the question. If those are answered, then the charter goes to go.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds good.
A lot of the stuff that you've dropped down is not on it. It's the stuff that we'll take up at the workshop, like the schedule of the first meeting. So.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, if the workshop's successful, the charter is a cut and paste on the right hand side.
Okay. And do those things about, the date of the first meeting, the project schedule, does that need to go on the agenda?
That needs to go in the charter, so I think it's pretty much covered in the way ahead of it when the CGM slots.
Right. And if by the day of the meeting, we might as well arbitrarily set some strawman dates and content and have those adopted at the meeting.
And read the rules for doing that beforehand, because it's... They're quite strict in terms of timing and openness.
Right.
The challenge, I think, will be to make sure, as people say, that we've got enough real Oasis members in there to
get the things done.
The group.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, NISP, I'm not sure how many more we will have. By real, you mean organizational members.
Right.
Well, again, you'll find in the charter sheet there is a link direct to the list of Oasis members. Please check to see whether you're on it.
I'm sure I missed this.
I know we are. I assume IHMC is as well.
IHMC?
Sorry?
Be my organization? I
can.
I
figured you were an Oasis member for some reason.
I don't think so, no.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I do all this kind of stuff down here, but no one else does. And I can see itself is not very, membership or even.
Okay.
Well, I think, of course, the one downside of any of these organizations, you have to be members.
Yeah.
Isn't it after Mark, who said, I wouldn't be a member of any club that would have me as a member?
But can I assume David Price would be a member? Howard, do you, would you know? Yeah, then we have at least, I mean, yeah, we will have Ed, Howard, and David, I mean.
Well, but Howard, are you as Eurostep, or are you as something else? Oh, you're not being offered Eurostep, but you're...
No, he's BAE, and then he's...
Right. Yeah, this whole list of forecasts is in it. Yeah, anyway, so you're BAE, so yeah, so you're BAE, and David is Eurostep, and we have NIST for that.
Right, so we've already got three. I actually, it never occurred to me that we should run into a problem. So on that note, unless people have some input on funding proposals, funding prospects, if not, can I propose we adjourn and meet again this Thursday?
What time?
This would be the regular Ontolog event slot, 1:30 p.m. Eastern. I'll be sending out an announcement later tonight.
Good.
After I put together the page.
For upcoming events, please bear in mind that the UK and Europe move out of daylight savings time in a harmonized manner on the 26th of October.
Okay.
The US won't move until the 1st of November, so the time shift for our meeting will be 1 hour different.
Yeah, I usually go by this world clock thing. If they got it right, then I will get it right. And if they got it wrong, then please sort of remind me. Please alert me.
There is this 1 week period during which the U.S. and the U.K. are different by 4 hours instead of five.
Right. I know. I mean, there were a few weeks when we first changed anyway.
What?
There were more weeks, I mean, more than 1 week, when we got into daylight saving time.
Yeah, it's the first year in which the U.S. has changed to be different from Europe.
Right.
As long as the publishing airline turns over.
Okay, yeah, I all right, I make a note of that, and if nobody else has other inputs, shall we adjourn?
Peter?
Yeah?
Can you hang on?
All right, okay. I'll hang on.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank
bye.
You all. See you later.
Thanks, everyone. Yes, Frank.